Father, time to receive your word and be enlightened, to be cleansed, washed and delivered, and to walk into your plan. Receive it as your word, in Jesus' name. Enemy called the devil or Satan. Yes, he is the enemy of God. He opposes God, opposes God's kingdom, opposes God's children, and he keeps the world as much as possible in confusion, in deception, binding them, keeping them in blindness. But we have failed to receive as a revelation that he is not our number one enemy. The number one enemy is not Satan. We can say we should know our enemy. And that enemy would be our old man, our old self, our unregenerate man, called the flesh, the Adamic nature of that old self, the fallen man who is the child of the devil. He is the number one enemy for any child of God. When God breathed his life, his spirit into man, into Adam, he breathed the breath of lives. Usually the translations will say life. But the life word is in plural, lives, which we can see in the spiritual life, for God is spirit. The soulish life, because the soul was formed, man became a living soul when God breathed his spirit. The spirit of God fusing with the body. The spirit was created and the soul was formed. And so man became a living soul. The soulish life is a natural life, conscious about self. And the physical life, which the body, which is connected to the world, the five senses are in the body. But the order of life, God wanted man to be led by his spirit. That is the order. We must live by our spirit. Job said there is a spirit in man that instructs him. God created man as a spirit being. And the Bible says in Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts. Which means he's saying that the spirit is only going to guide man, not the soul, not the body. If this revelation is not received, I am not saying knowledge, revelation, impartation of God's truth in our spirit, we are going to be victims of the enemy called flesh. we may have come to God, but still we are dominated by our old self or the old man or the flesh. Now, when Adam rebelled, wanted to go independent, and he permitted Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, thereby death came inside. Death came inside his spirit. Death means separation. His spirit was separated from the Spirit of God. Soul, being in the middle of the spirit and the body, was plunged into deep an ocean of the physical, the body. And man became flesh. In other words, totally the spiritual life was cut off. Now man begins to live like the animal. He lives in a physical body. His soul has no life in it. The life of God doesn't flow into it. His spirit is dead to God because of sin. So the whole human race lives led by the soul or the body. Many times the soul, the mind, the emotions drive them to do something, drive them to speak something or whatever, their actions. And the other times the body dominates, the flesh dominates, and the soul agrees, and of course the spirit is dead, cannot guide. So man became a victim of the enemy called flesh. And Satan dominated and worked through his flesh, through his soul, as well as his body. This is the life pattern of the devil. To be led by the soul or led by the body or both. When the Bible speaks of do not be conformed to this world, the Lord Holy Spirit is saying, do not copy the lifestyle of the human race who are without God, without Christ. Their lifestyle is living for today. They follow a religion. They cannot have a relationship with God, for their spirit is dead, cut off from the life of God. So the whole humanity is dominated and led by the flesh. So when we speak about the flesh, we are referring to the unregenerate man, the fallen man, the man after Adam. The first Adam. And he's an enemy of God. Now what happens? God in his mercy sends Jesus, and he goes to the cross receiving the plan and the will of God. And he pays the penalty for the sins of the whole humanity, whole human race. And believing Jesus, now God gives a new heart and a new spirit. He starts a new race, a new beginning. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, God never shapes up the old man, that sinful nature, the man who is a rebel, man after Adamic nature, every human being born after the likeness and in the image of Adam. That was all creation. Now, through Jesus Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ, God starts a new species, new beginning. And that person within is called a new creation, a child of God, son of God, ambassador, citizen of heaven, born from above. It's a new start. So I said, God never wanted to train the old man, reshape the old man, the fallen man, the sinful man, the man after Adam, the man who received the satanic nature, the sinful nature within. He will never educate him. He will never send him to the church. But he has one verdict for that man. Death sentence. That person must die. There is no remedy. There is no repair. So the Bible says, when Jesus was crucified on the cross, God took the whole human race, the Adamic nature, the rebellious man, the sinful person, the child of the devil, to the cross and nailed him with Jesus Christ. Romans 6:6 says that our old self, our old man, was crucified with Christ on the cross. And the Bible says, immediately knowing this, let us live for God, presenting our bodies. Knowing this. So, death sentence was not only passed spiritually, legally, assassination took place for the old man with Jesus. Execution took place. Death sentence passed. Now, even though the things are like this, the old man wants to regain his place of leadership. See, when Adam sinned, we just now said, soul and body started to take the lead as master, dominating him. But now God brings the order back, giving them a new heart, which means a new spirit, the hidden man of the heart. Peter says, a new spirit I give you, so that you can start your life once again according to my order, the pattern of life that I wanted. So the new spirit is given to us, a new heart, which is the spirit. The soul is delivered from the clutches of the enemy. Suddenly you become awakened when you're born again. And you know that you have been following a religion. What has happened to me? Nobody understands. No one knows. Many times we ourselves do not know how. Because this is a miracle. This is the greatest number one miracle. People can get healed from the incurable disease, a fatal disease, a terminal disease. But that is not the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is a sinner, a fallen man, a man after Adam, a sinful man, a man after following a religion. That man may be a very good man, doing good things. Still, his inward nature is satanic, sinful, and filthy. But when he received Jesus Christ, a new nature comes within, a new self comes within, a new spirit, a new heart comes within, a A new beginning has started. And God says, live according to that. Now, don't go back to your old life of doing things according to what your thought says, what your emotion says, what your body says, whatever that you want to do, what others tell you. No. Follow my pattern of life. Follow your spirit. But this old man still wants to regain its position. Just like even though legally the devil has been defeated on the cross. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, 15, 16. But still he is going about whom he may devour. And the Bible says, do not give a place for the devil. Because he's our enemy. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't come for anything else. But he's looking out for the flesh, the old man, in each one of us. Because he works through the flesh. The old man is the child of the devil. He has the relationship with him. He comes to claim, where is my child? He wants to put him back in on the throne once again to lead us. To make plans through him. But God works through the recreated spirit. God works through the new man, the new creation, the hidden man of the heart. So the flesh wants to come back, just like the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27. Do not give a place for the devil. The same thing can be said, do not give a place for the flesh. Don't give opportunity for the flesh to dominate you once again. The soul and the body, which are to be the servants of the spirit. We need to renew our mind, change the pattern of our thinking. Romans 12:1. Not like what we thought in those days. And certainly not be guided by our emotions, by our moods, by our sudden anger, make decisions, or whatever what we think is right. Whatever what we think is the right way. No, we should listen to the spirit man and be guided by the spirit man. That is the new order of life. So that's what the Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 16. Let's read that one. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the flesh is still there. The old man is still there. He wants to come down. He wants to lead us. He wants to dominate us. He wants to drive us. He wants to give us knowledge. He wants to give us counsel. Even through others, their flesh. And many times we become a victim and a prey to the counsels of others without getting the counsel from the counselor. The counselor. Jesus Christ is counselor. And the Holy Spirit too is a counselor. A comforter. So the flesh wants to come back again, but needs to be crucified. The flesh needs to be denied. The self must be denied. See? Now, once a person gets born again, receives the new spirit, he should now depend on God, receive the word of God as a nourishment for the spirit, and through the word of God has his spirit and soul divided, not a mixture. God hates mixtures. So Hebrews 4:12, God uses his word to divide our spirit and soul, that we may know the things of the spirit and the things of the soul. We cannot sow two seeds. The Lord said in the Old Testament, on the same ground, mixture is not allowed. Soul cannot give counsel to the spirit. The spirit has to give counsel to the soul. Because God lives in our spirit. God is spirit. So he wants us to live in the spirit. Walk in the spirit daily. Unfortunately, the church is full of fleshy, carnal people. People who are with mixture of spirit and soul. People who are dominated by the flesh. Dominated by their thoughts. Dominated by their emotions. Dominated by their will and their bodily lusts. Full of it. The church is full of it. And because revelation has not been received, people have been conformed to the pattern of this world, the cosmos, which are under the power of the devil. The whole world, the pattern of the lifestyle of this world is satanic. The origin, because of rebellion, the nature of the devil came inside, the sinful nature, the rebellious nature. So God says, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Live in the spirit. Have your mind renewed. Day by day, keep your body under subjection of your spirit. First, the soul will have to come under the subjection. This is something that we need to do. So Jesus says, anybody wants to follow me, deny yourself. I don't want self to come behind me. Because that is rebellious. Self will also try to advise God. It'll give counsel to God. Oh yeah, without knowing that we are making ourselves God when we advise him. You remember Ananias was trying to tell Jesus, resurrected Jesus, Lord, we heard about this man Saul. He's a murderer. As if Jesus didn't know. Who was speaking? The self, the flesh. To whom? The resurrected King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jehovah God, were telling him. And Jesus never turned back and said, oh, come on, Ananias and all that. Who do you think I am? He said, nothing. He said, go. I have chosen you. That's all. Period. So now, the flesh is still there. Wants to lead us once again. If we've not dealt with it, denying the self, taking up the cross and following Jesus. We cannot know the new pattern of life, the new plan God had for us, even from the foundation of the world. God has this plan, and God put that plan in that new creation, that new spirit that's within you. You can take it or leave it. You can consider it or just leave it. You can take hold of that life or take hold of the natural soulish life. Jesus says, if you love the natural life, the soulish life, you will lose that one. Also, you will lose the spiritual life. He who loves this life shall lose it. Lose where? Lose it in the hands of the devil. He's looking out for it to work through the soul. So where are we as you listen to this message? Are we being led by the Spirit? Walking in the Spirit? Or are we led by our, as usual, by our thoughts, by our emotions, by our will, by our body, by the circumstances, by what others tell us? Are we dominated by the flesh of others, which is witchcraft? Mind you, the rebellious nature, witchcraft, is mentioned in the character, the essence of the flesh. The nature of the old man, Galatians 5:19. Anger and jealousy and division and strife and all kinds of things. And things of the flesh, sins of the flesh mentioned over there. And within that, witchcraft or sorcery, which is the sin of independence. We have the built-in within us. That's a rebel within us. So, he blocks it from knowing the plan of God. What are you here for? Why are you living? Why are you learning the Bible? Why do you go to church? Why are you working? Why are you saving money in the account? How long are you going to live? Where are you going to live? What are your talents? Why God brought you in a time like this? Who chose your date of birth? Who chose your family? Who chose the country that you were born? Why God called you and given you salvation? So we don't consider these things. We take these things for granted. And because of the so much of deception that's going on, for Isaiah said, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So the confusion settles down, and even those who are born again, enlightened, receive the Holy Spirit, tasted the good word of the Lord, they fall away back again into the fleshy old pattern of life. This is exactly what's happening now. Have you considered your life? Have you considered your spiritual life? Who are your friends? What are you learning? What's happening to you? Are your prayers answered? Are you being a blessing? So Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? In the time of his coming, there won't be faith. So that means people are going to live according to their flesh, because fleshy people cannot operate in faith. The Israelites could not mix faith with what they heard. They were dominated by their flesh. They were thinking of what can they drink and eat. They were thinking of comfort life. When God set them free from the hand of the Pharaoh and the taskmasters, they cried and cried and cried and cried. And they wept through many years, generation after generation. And God delivers them. Now the flesh rises up, the number one enemy. Do you want to know who your enemy is? Yes, it's the old man. It's within you and me. The flesh, the nature that we receive from Adam, the old self, the I, which wants to be God. For the devil said in the Garden of Eden, you can be as God. See that? When they were already like God. But God made them in his likeness and his image. So, when Jesus talks about the latter days, it is said, so shall it be in the coming of the days of the Son of Man as it was in the days of Noah. People became flesh. They were dominated by flesh. There was violence. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Again, he's given an example. The days of Lot were violence, not only violence, there were sexual sins. Too much. People were living just as animals. Is it any different now? The days of his coming is now. The rapture can take place at any time. So, He continued saying, Matthew 24:10, many shall be offended, many shall betray, many shall hate one another, many, the love of many shall grow wax cold, and many shall be deceived. This many group is not the worldly people, people who are out of the life of God. No, these have received the life of God through faith in Jesus Christ. These are believers of God, believers of Jesus Christ, but they have slipped away day by day into the old pattern of life, into the fleshy life, into the animal life, but still they go to church, still they read the Bible, still they pray, still they attend conferences. They talk much, but they are dominated by their self, led by their self, offended very quickly, betray just like that, and hate one another. What about the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul in 2 Timothy 3:1. Lovers of themselves in the last days. Whom is he talking of? The believers. Now compare that one with Jesus. You want to follow me? Deny yourself. What the devil takes people? To love their self. Opposite. Just opposite. In other words, even God's people will, by their neglect and indifference, they will get back to the old pattern of life of being dominated by the flesh, the self, and the body. And live just like the heathen. People who are without God. People who follow a religion. Fleshy people get offended very quickly. They can even be there 5 years, 10 years in a church. They hear something immediately. They get offended. They even leave the church and the ministry. They can be there even for 20 years. Why? The flesh gets offended very quickly. To the extent, the amount of flesh domination that is within us, to that extent, that offense will strike us. Get a clue. And the Bible says an offended brother is hard to win. Proverbs says that. Very hard. Why? The greatest prison is the prison of self. The greatest enemy is the self, our old man. Once we are caught up with it, once we are bondage to it, even God cannot deliver us. If that was so, if God could deliver from our flesh, from our own stubbornness, he could have easily taken the Israelites from Kadesh Barnea, just shifted them onto the other side. No, he is God, he is holy, he will never violate our will. He will never go against the freedom that he has given for humanity, the will, free will. So he said, okay, have your own way. You want to die? Go ahead. I will help you. I will send you into the wilderness for 40 years, and there you can have your desires fulfilled. There you will die one by one. So they never got into the plan of God. Flesh cannot get into the plan of God. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself. Take up the cross daily and follow me. Follow where, Lord? I will show you the plan. I'm not asking you to come to heaven right now. That's not my plan. In fact, heaven is coming down to earth. take up the cross, which means receive death to your own plans, to your own thoughts and emotions. Deny them. Follow me. Follow me. Now, fleshy believers are full in the churches today. Look at the messages, all man-centered. How we can have that? How we can achieve this? 7 steps to have a successful life, a victorious life. How to be prosperous? How to have a good marriage? Everything is man-centered. Give them good marriage and they use God only for their blessing. Keep my family under your protection, O Lord, all the time. And when I die, take me to heaven. Sometimes people may not say this, but their inner longing is that. Think about what God is speaking to you today. How selfish we can be. When Jesus has given up everything and came down here in order to give this new plan of life, and we just say thank you and go about on our ways, just satisfied with the Sunday service or even with some conferences, some listening to cassettes and say, oh, praise the Lord, oh, that was really good, and go about in our business instead of the Father's business. See, believers, born again, children of God, who have received the new spirit, instead of living, being guided by the spirit. Now, if you examine their lives, the fleshy believers, they will always flock with the fleshy believers. They will never be with the spiritual ones, the ones who are led by this recreated spirit. No, no, no. They will be friendly always with the fleshy believers. They will have conversation with them and they will go about with them. You know, there is a saying, birds of the same feather will always flock together. In other words, they will gather together. You will see, when you see a type of birds, a bunch of birds, okay, picking food from there, they will be all the same type. Black colored ones are the same type. The sparrow and the raven will not go together. The fleshy believers will join with fleshy believers. Spiritual will join with spiritual. Whom are you joining with? But if you are spiritual and you join with the fleshy believers, and day by day and day by day, you get molded and rubbed on with that fleshy, that nature on you, and eventually you get dominated by the flesh, you yourself. Begin to talk like them, live like them, dress like them. Just like that. It doesn't come all of a sudden, but gradually. It's gradual. Gradual. The fleshy believers, they are so closely inclined to fleshy connections. For example, they will consider their family, their brothers, I'm talking of blood, their sisters, their children, number one. For they have not been delivered from the fleshy connections. The children born for Mary after Jesus, they tried to connect Jesus with them and looked at him through their relationship as if he was born for Joseph. as if Joseph was Jesus' father. So they tried to mock him. He's out of his mind. They wouldn't believe in him. Not even James or Jude, who believed later. And the fleshy believers, always, they will try to connect fleshy things. Don't we know him? Don't we know his brothers and sisters? We know that Mary is the mother. How come he has this knowledge? How come he has this wisdom? And they were offended. Why? Because flesh will always think about the flesh. They were thinking through the flesh. The flesh was trying to tell them, hey, come on. We know who Jesus is. We know where he was born. We know his sisters, brothers. So they received nothing from him. So Jesus said, no man, no prophet is honored in his own hometown, by his own relations, by his own house. Why? They will always connect you through their flesh. Always. Always. You see? Because they live in the flesh and live by their self, they just consider their blood relations, their close families, number one. Matthew chapter 12. See, so the flesh is our enemy number one, and the enemy is within. We are never defeated without. We are always defeated within. The devil cannot defeat any believer except first the believer is defeated by the flesh. The things begin to happen inside. The thought was coming inside Judas first. Inside first. To betray Jesus. And afterwards, the devil begins to play and work through the flesh. No. The Bible says if you are tempted, don't say that God is tempting you or even the devil. You are tempted and you are drawn in by your own flesh, by your own lust. James chapter 1. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 47. Look at this. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him. Now is he in a meeting? Jesus is speaking the word of God to people. And somebody comes and tells him, okay, hey, come on, your family is there. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples and said, here are my mother, my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. Do we have this pattern? Have you heard a message on this? Tell me frankly, openly, sincerely, are we not more strong towards our fleshy brothers and sisters and our families and consider them number one? Let somebody speak anything against our own fleshy family or some brother. Oh, our flesh rises up to defend the flesh. Something is done for somebody in the church. And let's say they are wrongly judged. Let's say immediately their relations get offended. And they leave the church too. Why? Flesh is knitted with flesh. But Jesus said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? For those who do the will of God is my brother and my sister. Why he said like that? Because he was absolutely not living in the flesh. Even though he has the fleshy body, he was living according to the Spirit. And he was led by the Father. He never got counsel by himself. He said, as I hear, I speak. And the Father shows me inside what I should do today. And I follow that. See? So the dividing factor is the spirit or the flesh, the new man or the old man. According to which are we living? The new order of living life is we need to be led by our inner man, the hidden man, the spirit man, the new creation, the newborn child. Only then we can have the purpose for life in this earth. The plan of God will be fulfilled for our life. There is no other way, because the plan of God has been deposited inside our new heart, the new spirit. That is there. The new life is there. The new plan is there. Jesus speaking about it in John chapter 12, from verse 24. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. The grain of wheat inside, the life is there inside that seed. The outer shell is our natural life, the soulish life. That has to die. Our plans have to die for the new life to come. One life to lose, one life to gain. Unless we lose the present natural life and give it in the hands of Jesus, we cannot have the new life and the new plan God has for us. The only plan which he had for us before he even created the earth, even a star. See? So he continued to say in Luke chapter 14, watch this. Flesh clings on to the flesh, the relatives, the close ones, the families. So he says about the kingdom, living in the kingdom. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. A disciple is one who follows Jesus. So he says, as long as you're going to be in the flesh, you cannot do what I have told you just now. In other words, hate means to be prepared to forego your close affections, your family ties, for the sake of the claims of the kingdom. You have to be, we need to be ready at any time to deny our natural affections and our ties towards our families, towards our blood, fleshy connections, in order to fulfill the plan of God, in order to fulfill the claims of Christ for the sake of the kingdom. That's what he says that. When he says forsaking even your own life, that is the soulish life, the natural life. Is this being presented in churches today? What are we hearing these days? In a time when Jesus is about to return, and the Spirit of God has already warned that in the last days, people, that means God's people, shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure. See, the character of the old man, the old self, is written in Romans. That's why God pronounced death sentence. Romans chapter 1. That's why he said to deny. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to their debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. He's talking about the personality of the old Adamic man. The personality. So that's why Jesus said, no one is good except God. There is nothing good in the flesh. There is nothing good in the old man. Without knowing these things, people get into a trap. When somebody says, oh, I love you. Oh, I just, you know, from the time I saw you, I just gave my heart. Oh, dear. And many who are affected are young ladies. Especially if they have gone through rejection. Oh, they just wait like a sponge to suck these words. Are you listening to these words? Maybe God's speaking to you. Don't believe those things. Fleshy, unstable, foolish, stupid talks, which is here today and gone tomorrow. They're whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. What more would do we want? Unmerciful. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving death, not only do the same, but also approve those who practice them. So the flesh had to be on the cross all the time. The old self had to be on the cross all the time. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. That's the right translation. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Nevertheless, I live. Because somebody will ask me, Paul, you say you are crucified with Christ? How is it that you are alive? It's a new person that is alive. It's a new man that is alive. It is a new self that is alive. But even that one is born of Christ, born of God, Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live is by the faith of the Son of God who lived and died for me, gave himself for me. See that? So even though the flesh is done away on the cross, Romans 6:6, the old man, but we need to keep him there. So Jesus says, daily, choose to live a crucified life. So the number one enemy of man is not the devil, but the old self, the old man, the flesh, the Adamic nature that is within us. That is in constant war with the spirit man. You remember? Ishmael is a type of the flesh. Isaac is a type of the spirit. Ishmael always attacked Isaac, ridiculed him. Even today, it's like that. Take, for example, Jacob and Esau. Esau, they were twins, right? Both inside or Rebekah's womb. And God said, I love Jacob, the spirit man. I hated Esau, the fleshy man. He chose the fleshy things. Even before they were born, God knew. So we are called to live according to the new order, to live by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks only to our spirit. But the Spirit cannot convey to us because we are not living in the Spirit. We are not praying in the Spirit. Church at Philippi had lots of believers following Jesus without the cross. So Paul said, I have to tell this weepingly. I'm weeping while I write this. There are many who are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Today, the church has become just like that. Majority. I'm not saying this to put the church down, but as you observe and see, many who are enemies of the cross of Jesus. Not willing to crucify the flesh. Not willing to crucify, live a life, crucified life. Philippians 3:18 says that. Fleshy believers will want to be blessed all the time. Bless me, my family. Spiritual believers will want to be a blessing for the others. When we walk by the Spirit, we will say, Lord, it's not my will, but yours be done. Show me some people that I can be a blessing, Lord. Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God, Hebrews 11:26, than to enjoy his life. Temporary enjoyments of the sins of the flesh, what this world can offer. He chose the sufferings of Jesus Christ. There's a choice. Flesh is going to cry out. Flesh is going to defend. Flesh is going to feel sorry. Flesh is going to weep within you. You're not looking after me. What about your life? You've got to consider your life too. See that? Fleshy people have a religion and not a relationship. The believers, even though that they got born again, when they get dominated by the flesh, all what they have is a religion called Christianity. Christianity, there is nothing word called like that in the Bible. But the devil made that into a word, and then now people, they say, we are following Christianity. Or even a word called Christian that was given by heathen, that name. God calls you sons and daughters. God calls you a new creation. God calls you an ambassador. You don't follow Christianity. God said, follow me. Jesus said, follow me. So they follow a religion. Go with me to Mark chapter 7. Flesh embraces religion. Spirit embraces relationship and fellowship. Did you receive that? Flesh likes to go to church. Spirit would like to give itself in the church gathering to be a blessing for the others. Mark chapter 7 verse 6. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, the people honors me with their lips, but their heart, their spirit is far from me. Can you see that? Can you see? We can pray, we can sing, we can do whatever, read the Bible, just living in the flesh. Go to church and just live in the flesh. People turn spiritual and just, they look even sometimes holy in the church. You know, sometimes they won't even laugh. They think that it is unholy. These are fleshy, totally dominated by their flesh. So Jesus said, hey, look, their spirit is far away. Heart is spirit. But they're just singing their songs. They worship me with their lips. Lip service. We get many lip service, you know, in the tellers. You know, when you go there, have a good day. Man, it's now 6 o'clock in the evening. Good day. They've been trained to say that. At least say good evening. Their mouth and their hearts don't connect. Are we living like that in the church, in the kingdom? Many times we do. We don't even realize why we went to church that Sunday. When coming back home, we don't ask the question, hey, did I give anything to of myself to people? Was I a blessing for somebody? Because God said, I enemy that is with you. The devil is not your number.